available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We continue in our Mega Grace series. Our message, Grace, Preparation for Greatness. Preparation for greatness. I want you to turn to at least two people, look them in the eye, and tell them God's preparing you for greatness. I can see some of you just looking and saying, oh, you just saying that because the pastor told you to say that. You don't. Some of you don't believe it, some of you do. If we understand how God works, there are many things that will not trouble us, but rather propel us towards our future. And one of that being how God prepares you. I stated earlier how in Genesis we see how God was recreating everything in preparation for the man. And if we understand, again, it's important that we understand how God works. He's already, there's a song, I can't recollect the name right now, but the sister sings how the breakings and the shakings and all that, but God was simply preparing her. Look at somebody, tell them again, God's just simply preparing you. What's wonderful about our Heavenly Father is that He will not allow, or He's gentle. He knows how to shape us and mold us for what lies ahead of us. Amen? God knows. So we're going to take a look into that today, our Mega Grace series, Grace, Preparation for Greatness. We were talking about grace being the gate to greatness. But now we're looking at God, His grace preparing us for greatness. One of the things that we understand as children of God is that there are two parallel worlds. We are sitting here in this sanctuary, in this building, next to one another, hearing a word through these speakers and seeing movement on the screen and so on and so forth. But while this is going on, there's a world right next to this world. I like to call it the light line. We can only see as far as light, but I believe beyond that, there's a world that's going on. We don't see it, but it's parallel. And sometimes in this world that we see, we can miss the mark of what God is doing in that world. But now there's also other activity in that world that would try to lead you astray, or that has a design that they try to superimpose upon your life. But we, being in the middle and being in this world in time, but yet having eternity on the inside, we make choices. That's a wonderful thing. You know, the devil cannot make you do anything. He cannot make you say anything. He cannot make you decide anything. He can only suggest. Ah, here's something interesting. Nor can God. Your Father cannot make you. He will not make you do anything. He would cease being God if He just made you, just imposed His will over your will. God doesn't operate like, He'd be a devil. See, the devil tries to superimpose. He tries to manipulate you and make you, but he can't even make you unless you choose to eat of the fruit. If they had not eaten of the fruit, they chose to. Had they not, things would have been different. So my point is this. There are parallel things going on, and sometimes we don't pick up on the things that we should pick up on. Sometimes we're overwhelmed. Our senses are overwhelmed, short-circuited even, with what's going on around us. Anybody ever been there? You know, one report after another report is, you know, people say sometimes, what else could go wrong? Right? But that's when the person becomes overwhelmed with this realm, with what's going on here. But I would beg to say that even though you may be overwhelmed in this realm we know as time, there's something else going on in the other realm. You see, this realm in which we live in right here that we see, touch, taste, smell, and hear is what I call variable. It's temporal. It's like the weather. You can have a good day today, a better day tomorrow, and a terrible day Tuesday. Now, I'm just saying now. I ain't putting that on nobody. Or you'll be having a bad day today, and tomorrow will be wonderful. It's variable. But see, in that other realm, there's a standing that you have that does not, it doesn't matter what your day is like in this realm. It's not an up and down realm. It's not, he loves me, he loves me not. It's not God love you one day and then he don't like you the next day. No, it's in that realm, you are set. Your standing does not change. Your state is variable, but your standing does not change. Do you understand that? How many really understand that? No matter how low I may feel, and sometimes your feelings, your emotions, if they're wounded, and they can be wounded, you can have to fight off states of depression. Here you are saved, but depressed. You know, there was a preacher, very well-known preacher. We used to attend his conferences up in Seattle, Washington. Very well-known preacher at mega church, you know, just a wonderful, wonderful teacher. But he said one time he wrote on his refrigerator a little note to remind himself. He said, depressed. He was writing about himself, depressed. But he says, still in pursuit. This thing has got me, but I'm still going to pursue him. My mind is confused, but I'm still after him. Because I know that this state is variable. This is going to change. Anything that is temporal is subject to change. So no matter how low the enemy might try to take you in this state, just know for a fact, this too is going to pass. It's going to change. This ain't how I go out. This is not the last chapter in my book. You know, you walk with the Lord any length of time, you know things change. You know there were times you were counted out. You even thought you were out. But look at God. Tell somebody, I'm still here. Ain't going nowhere. I'm still here. In the land of the living. Come on, somebody. I'm building on something because this stuff changes. We get disappointed. Things don't happen the way we thought they should happen or that we thought like they would happen. It is not like this. Variable. But see, we don't set our affection on this realm. We set our affection on him. In that realm where our standing never changes. All right? Now, I said that to say this. We have a grace, but this grace is to prepare us for greatness. Greatness awaits you. That doesn't necessarily mean that you go have your name in lights in Hollywood. Maybe that is your destiny, your pursuit. God bless you. I pray that your name's, what's wrong with your name's being lights in Hollywood? God needs some saved folk making movies. Hello, owning movie companies. Amen. Doing the producing so that the right spirit can come through your TV sometime. And not just spirits. But whatever the pursuit, God, I'm prophesying to you this afternoon. God is preparing you for greatness. Whatever that greatness is not ordinary. It's extraordinary. You are not ordinary. This realm of emotion and senses and time and environment tries to beat you down, not only to make you feel normal, but to make you feel subnormal. Like a saved person, let me say it this way, and this is no reference, or no, I don't mean to sound critical, but the devil wants to make you feel like you're a stepchild, or you're just somebody that's a nobody. And for a long time, he had the church's mind that way. you know, stay poor and stay humble. What does poor have to do with humble? What does broke and busted and disgusted have to do with humble? Oh, see, in some of your mind, you can join the dots. Because you think that's what, now you might have experienced that. But see, Israel, God was bringing them out of that as slaves. You know, someone gave us a report that Willie Lynch letter back in 1712 that he wrote. Boy, it's terrible. Some of you should read it so that you can just get a picture of what life was like back then. It was something terrible. It was something so heinous. And as you read it, you sense, you can almost go there and say, wow, this is what it was like. Movies can't depict it. This was a literal letter written in 1712 on the whole slave concept. But anyway, my point is there's parallel things going on. Now, what we normally see most while these parallel worlds are moving forward, or we are moving forward in these worlds, most of what we see or the enemies would want you to see is what's going wrong, what you don't have. You know, you can't get out of your head what somebody said. You've been feeling this pain in your leg, you know, in your neck. And the enemy wants you to focus on these things. And even though God doesn't put that pain in your neck, I like to say it this way, and y'all stay with me. If something is not God sent, amen, which a lot of stuff we experience is not God sent, it's not just kicked to the curb. God will use it. Amen. And see, what God does, God turns what is meant for evil. What is meant, what the enemy is meant for evil, for you, God will turn it around for your good. Come on, this is the word of God. You need to understand that. Whatever comes your way, whatever form it takes, whatever it is meant to do in the way of destroying, distracting, disturbing you, God will take it. God knows how to take it and turn it around for your good. But now,
thank you for joining us as we continue in part 40 of our series, Mega Grace. Today's message, the preparation of greatness. We must understand how God works. He is simply preparing you. He knows how to shape, form, and mold you for what lies ahead of you. There are parallel things going on in and around you. Most of the time, you don't pick up on the things because you are overwhelmed in a realm called time. Time is only temporal. In the other realm, there's a standing that you have that doesn't change. In this realm is where God is. Malachi 3:6 states, "For I am the Lord, I change not." From the beginning of time, we know this to be true. Therefore, hold fast to your eternal standing. Allow God to finish what He's begun in you.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.